My name is Dr. Alon Gittig. I am the Director of Cardiology for the Westchester Practices of Mount Sinai Doctors, and I work in offices in both Scarsdale and Yonkers. For college, I went to the University of Pennsylvania, and I had a great experience there. Met a lot of motivated people with a broad range of interests. And I was pre-med from the start, not really sure actually if I wanted to be a doctor or not, but I wanted to keep that option open. I knew there were some things about it that appealed to me, helping others and sciences, but really had no clue what doctoring was like. I had no doctors in the family. So I did ultimately take the prerequisite courses in the sciences, and I applied to medical school, and I decided to go to Albert Einstein College of Medicine in the Bronx. Also, you know, worked hard there, made some good friends, and really it wasn't until towards the end of that time that you get exposure to real clinical medicine, because the first 2 years are all classroom-based, and then you start doing your rotations on the actual units in the hospital. And for me, just by the way the scheduling worked out, internal medicine was the last rotation I did. So I went through pediatrics and psychiatry and surgery and OBGYN and family medicine. And then at the end of that year, I did internal medicine. And that's when it became clear to me that I just really liked internal medicine, adult medicine, all the different specialties. I had interest in several specialties I found particularly interesting, which is cardiology and nephrology. And ultimately, I chose to go into cardiology because to me, that was the area of medicine that was the most intellectually stimulating to me in terms of trying to really think about the patient in front of me and understand what was going on with them, and also offered the most interventions, things that had good evidence for them that you could actually change that physiology. And so that's what I did. Went on to a residency, first in internal medicine at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell, and then cardiology fellowship at Montefiore in the Bronx. I've been doing general cardiology since 2007, and that covers essentially everything under the sun that people can have either as established cardiac illness, whether it's issues related to narrowed coronary arteries and impaired blood flow, issues related to abnormal heart rhythms, congestive heart failure, valve disease, as well as seeing a lot of patients who don't have those problems but have risk factors for those problems, such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, et cetera. And I've always known, like I just mentioned, you know, that I found the diseases really fascinating and loved thinking about the ways to treat them. And I still enjoy it very much. But what has happened as an evolution over the last 10 years or so is that I have more and more become extremely interested and passionate about caring for people for purposes of prevention. When you're trained, you're really trained to take care of disease for the most part. But when I started actually thinking about, well, what makes somebody develop high blood pressure? What makes somebody develop disease of their arteries or dysfunction of their heart muscle? And what evidence is there out there that if you intervene ahead of time, you can prevent it from happening not just now or in the next few years, but forever? That becomes really fascinating. It's a much more evolving and cutting-edge field. There's a lot less well-established research on how to effectively do that for a person's entire lifetime, but that's kind of become my second love. And so I still have a very busy practice where I take care of all sorts of patients with all those established diseases, but I work with a lot of people on improving their risk factors for disease and doing very personalized assessments to try to get a sense of where they are in the spectrum of marching towards disease in the future. And a lot of that has to do with lifestyle, which is really the tricky part to do in a busy practice, but getting people to live healthier lifestyles. And ultimately, what I've become convinced of is that's the only way we're going to really prevent disease in large numbers of people. So I joined the medical staff at St. John's when I came to the Westchester practice that I'm in for Mount Sinai, and that was back in the year 2010. I see patients from our practice, either my own or my partner's, who are admitted at St. John's. That includes hospital rounding and taking overnight calls. And I've had a great experience at that hospital. There's a lot of really bright doctors in a lot of different specialties who are very collaborative And I think it might be partly because it's a smaller hospital with a smaller medical staff than at some other places, but there's much more of a collaborative attitude, that it's not like different silos and different practices. It's people who all kind of want to get involved and help the patient that they're caring for. I've met great people. I'm very, very thankful for my time there. I live in Westchester. I live with my family in Scarsdale, and I have three children who keep me very busy, ranging from ages 15 to 9. I am an extremely devoted father and spend all of my spare time just about, when I'm not doing all the work and the after-hours work of doctoring, you know, thinking about and being with my children, which is probably the greatest love I have in life. In my spare time, you know, I enjoy going out to dinners with my wife. We try to do that as much as we can. It's getting harder and harder as my practice is getting busier. And I've become very, very passionate about exercise in my search, you know, for prevention techniques. And so I love exercising. I love playing soccer. I love riding the Peloton. And that's how I spend sort of whatever time is left over. You know, it's interesting because when I was working over in Yonkers near the river, right across the street from St. John's for many years, there sometimes wasn't that much overlap between the patients that I saw in my practice and my community, because people in Westchester tend to not like to drive all the way from the easternmost part of the county to the west. But now that I have an office on Central Avenue, right down sort of the middle artery of the county, and it's in Scarsdale, my worlds have combined a lot more. And our practice in general is seeing a lot more people from that area. So we're getting a lot more patients in the hospital who are from my neck of the woods. And I don't run into a lot of people in the community, just seems to happen that way. But it is nice to have people who also, you know where I live, I know where they live. We talk about the gyms in the area, the restaurants in the area. And that's sort of been a nice thing that's happened only in the last few years more. Things are coming together in that nice way that feels like sort of everyone's interconnected in my world.